This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 15th of December 2015 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Today, I'm in the studio with none other than Monocle's culture editor, Robert Bound himself, to get into the festive spirit and discuss some of his favourite Christmas tunes. And we'll be rattling through a few remakes of the classics, as well as hopefully introducing you to a few newer tracks. So stick around, as that's all ahead here on the Arts Review on Monocle 24. Robert Bound, welcome to the Monocle Arts Review.
Thank you very much for having me. I like this. I like this doing it this way round.
Yeah, well, because you sometimes are in the...
Don't misunderstand me when I say that.
No.
By me being on the other side of the exactly. editorial desk.
Your poacher turned gamekeeper, or whatever is appropriate.
I just look like both of those.
Exactly. It's the flat cap. Yeah. And we're here in our metaphorical Christmas sweaters.
Crib.
To talk Christmas favourites. Let's kick off, shall we, Rob, with one that everyone knows... And yet, a slightly...
Do they know it, though?
A slightly different take. I think so, don't they?
Yeah. Well, no, they'll know Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Now, before the green light came on, you were saying how much you hated this song. And I was saying, I kind of like it, but I like this version of it especially. Okay. This is a version by American indie darlings, The Shins. Well, maybe should we take a little slice of it, and then we can talk about it.
The mood is right. The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. The party's on, the feeling's here, it only comes this time of year. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
So that's The Shins' Wonderful Christmas Time, released in 2012.
So that's got
But why now, Rob? Why pick it if it's from 2012?
Well, it's an interesting thing. So there is a chart of sorts which counts, I guess. It's to do with replays, to do with downloads, to do with streamed songs, whatever. Maybe it takes all of those things into account. But this is the most popular mall song. So when you're in your United States shopping mall, Tom, I don't know what you might be buying. Maybe, you know, you're there on...
Few bits and bobs.
You're halfway between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you're doing a bit of Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
This has overtaken Mariah Carey as the number one song for retail outlets.
I'm surprised at that, you know.
It's a bit of a crap chart, but nonetheless,
I think it would be like Bing Crosby or...
Yeah, right?
You know
or
I mean?
Elvis or something, yeah. You know, or Sinatra, or something like a proper Christmas standard. But there you go, it's that.
Wow.
So it's good. So it's one of those things which, and you know, as you said, I'm a Macca lover, you're a Macca denier.
Can I just explain why? And I don't know if it boils over into hatred. I don't like his, it's the relentless thumbs upping that he does.
And his, whoo!
Yeah, you see, even just you doing,
channeling
some kind of inner...
He's almost swung a punch at me there, listeners.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Christmas
I've always
punch,
been
is
conflicted
that fair
about,
enough?
About Paul McCartney. So, but tell me, you admitted, but you said you did concede that Wonderful Christmas Time, not a classic.
It's not a McCartney essential, let alone a Beatles essential.
What about, are there any Macca Christmas favourites that you'd go for instead? Wings had a couple,
but I tell you what's great. I mean, all the Trojan Records released a great triple CD box set of reggae covers of Beatles songs. And Merry Christmas, War Is Over by John Holt. I was going to put it on this list, but then I couldn't think of a really good reason to put it on, other than it sounds good. And you know what? This is radio, so who cares about that?
It's a music program, Rob. We could have done without Macca and had that instead, didn't we?
All right.
Well, he would have been there one way or the other.
One last one on the Shins, Tom. Do you think that's kind of... It's that kind of indie kind of singing and kind of... It's that slightly slackery kind of delivery.
Yeah.
Is that a bit annoying? Because there's a lot of kind of... You know, indie bands doing kind of Christmas covers of cutie Christmas songs.
Yeah, in a slightly kind of ironic way, like they would be wearing Christmas sweaters in it.
But they're a bit too cool for it.
I'd take The Shins. I don't mind that.
I like The Shins. They're all right. So that's number one.
Should we move on? Where should we go next?
We could go to Nick Lowe.
Yeah, let's go to Nick Lowe. Tell us, remind us, maybe some people aren't au fait with
Nick Lowe. Is one of my favorite recording artists of all time. He was a huge pop star. He was a producer of The Damned and Elvis Costello. He wrote some of the greatest songs by those two artists, and worked with Robert Wyatt and a lot of very interesting kind of spiky British and American artists of the late 70s, early 80s, and he's a bit of a, and he had a bit of a few washed up years. He knew how to have a good time, maybe a bit too much.
Okay. Anyway,
so now he's kind of turned into this kind of like white-haired granddaddy of kind of rhythm and blues and beautifully put together classic sort of 3-minute kind of pop songs.
And what's
this
he...
is, and this is one of them. So this is from a Christmas album he did last year called Quality Street, and it's called Christmas at the Airport.
Shall we listen?
Funny. Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
It looks like Christmas at the airport. All the planes are grounded and the fog is rolling in. It looks like Christmas at the airport this year. Doors are locked and bolted. Let the festivities begin.
That really took me to the airport, Rob. I think it was the PA at the end.
Yes. So it's quite a funny one. And it's kind of, it is in terms of its kind of hope and aspiration, everything that Chris Rea is driving home for Christmas isn't, in the sense that he doesn't make it home for Christmas. He gets stranded in the airport and he just has to sort of make do.
I think he ends up stealing a hamburger
out of a bin. But there's some beautiful rhymes on it. And it's sort of a bit of an antidote song to Christmas at the same time. Yeah. Nick Lowe permanently with one eyebrow arched.
Indeed.
Amusingly.
Do you think, does that more truly capture the sort of often rather disappointing British Christmas than some of these more relentlessly upbeat
tracks?
Kind
of it is, isn't it? It's sort of channeling the spirit of the chimney fire. This has happened in my family on two separate Christmas days.
That's good going.
That's pretty good. We've had West Sussex Fire Brigade having to, who've eaten this out of house and home in mince pies. It's up there with, sort of your Christmas plans getting cancelled and having to sort of make do with a kind of like a Costa coffee at the BP on the M4.
Somehow still having then an amazing time.
Still having
it
an amazing
time. It all comes
time,
together
precisely.
In some wonderful way.
So that's Nick Lowe. Or never knowingly, sort of, I suppose, under ironic, but it's still a beautiful song.
Tell me why Bill Murray appears somehow on your list.
So my next choice, this is a new one actually, is Phoenix, the kind of French kind of electro popsters, rocksters. They're a pretty solid band. Somehow they've managed to enlist Bill Murray. I don't know how this has worked. Maybe it's something to do with their record label. Maybe they sort of bumped into him in a hotel lobby. Maybe they went out drinking with him one night.
He's the kind of guy, I can imagine, along. It would be one of the latter.
Do you know what I mean?
Just agrees to do
he's
it
just
somehow.
Like, oh, yeah, well, you seem like nice boys, you know. And suddenly, here they are. So this is Alone on Christmas Day, which is a Beach Boys track from 1979 that was never even released by them. So it was kicking about in Brian Wilson's vault. I think it was just one of those ones during a trip.
That tricky time
for Brian Wilson, where he sort of recorded lots of songs or wrote lots of songs he never recorded, certainly never released. Mm. And
maybe just forgot.
This is one of them. Bill Murray, I mean, wouldn't you love to see him play Brian Wilson in a movie, perhaps?
Well, that's a good idea.
Remind
us what the track is called, Robin.
So it's called Alone on Christmas Day, and it's Phoenix featuring Bill Murray.
It's sad, I sing when you're away from love on Christmas Day. Why the sadness?
Gotta move on.
When there should be gladness,
keep moving on.
All you can do is keep moving on. Time is mending.
You gotta.
Well, we were chuckling away to that. Definitely Murray's contributions.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
They're kind of good and comedic and brilliant all at the same time.
Sort of like a dirty uncle fingering the sixpence out of the pudding.
He's interesting, isn't he? I'm thinking of things like seminal 80s favourite Scrooged.
Yes, with Bob Murray.
He is like the modern face of a kind of...
Yeah.
post-ironic Christmas.
He sort of is. He totally is. There you go. There, boom.
But is that, could that become a Christmas classic?
I don't know. It's a bit quirky, isn't it? It's sort of silly, and everyone, no one wants to sing the quite well-sung, well-played bits that Phoenix do. They'll want to go, oh yeah. They'll want to do that bit with a sort of pot belly, possibly leaning on a putter. I'm thinking Caddyshack somehow as well.
Yeah, it takes you straight there.
I'm straight there with that.
Well, that's my favourite so far.
You like that? That's the most.
I feel like you've raised the bar significantly.
Well, that's the funniest one, I'm afraid, because we've had silly ones, we've had kind of good ones which are based on silly ideas. The next one is kind of it's not a serious one, but it's just a genuinely quite beautiful pop song by Kim Wilde. Erstwhile 80s pop
songstress. 80s songstress, yeah.
This is from a record that came out last year, which she put together with her dad and with people like Nick Kershaw. No C in Nick Kershaw, of course. No C in the Nick of Nick Kershaw.
That's correct.
N-I-K.
What a cool! That was cool in the 80s.
Cool
was it?
In the 80s.
I'm not sure anymore.
Rick Astley. One of the nicest songs on this record actually is a duet with Rick Astley, and she also covers things like the Fleet Foxes' "Wild Winter Hymnal" quite beautifully.
Okay.
On
nice.
But anyway, we're going to hear.
Before we hear it, where's she aiming to fit with this in this sort of contemporary, nice, serious musical
Christmas?
Yeah,
there's some kind of silliness. There's a bit of kind of barroom silliness to this Christmas album from her, but it's actually a really quite beautiful record, and it's kind of nicely sentimental. It sits in the same sort of category as Tracy Thorne's wonderful Christmas record that came out last year. Again, what wonderful voice, great pop star, brilliant, intelligent, funny woman. And it's got that thing where it's unafraid, unashamed to be sentimental, but it's also
a bit silly. That's the right time of year for that, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, exactly.
Should we take a listen? So remind us of the name of this one.
So this is Winter Song by Kim Wilde.
This is my winter song. December never felt so wrong, 'cause you're not where you belong, inside my arms. I still believe in summer days. The seasons always change, then life will find a way.
You know what that needs on it, Rob?
Mm.
Bill Murray.
Maybe you're right.
Just rolling over the top of it.
Well, who would you have on? If Kim Wilde, I mean, Phoenix is a sort of trendy, sort of Americanized French band. They've got Bill Murray on. Who do you think we should have, kind of like, who'd pop on as sort of like, maybe Marty Wilde. It would be Marty Wilde. Maybe it would be Kim's dad or
something. That would
like
work.
That. Yeah,
that
I don't
work,
know.
No, that's kind of nice.
Or Ronnie Corbett would be quite good.
Corbett! Done it.
As I said to my producer. And it
doesn't get any more Christmassy in this country.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
So, Rob, to channel that programme where they get people to select their favourite records on a station not unadjacent from us, if you could only have one of those Christmas records, which would it be?
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with the silliness of the Phoenix featuring Bill Murray. I think as much as I love Nick Lowe, as much as I love the beauty of that Kim Wilde thing, which sounds quite hymnal, you can't argue with a bit of Murray. And you always know there's going to be someone worse behaved than you at the Christmas party when you invite Bill Murray to it.
I thought you were going to go for the Paul McCartney cover.
Really?
I thought you were just going to instinctively go.
Give you a little woo?
Don't do that.
I'm talking about that. He hates it.
That's really horrible. Or as long as you just do the thumbs up and don't finger any pies. What was it you were doing earlier?
I don't know. It wasn't me anyway, was it?
Bound, thank you very much for your seasonal selections on the Monocle Arts Review.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of this, I'm going to say, special edition of the show. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Thanks to our producer, Holly Fisher, of course. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow, our last theatre review of 2015. But for now, from myself and Robert Bound, goodbye and thanks for listening.